From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire on the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar.
Several shots rang out. I'm guessing 40, 50, probably over 45 seconds. It could have been a little bit longer than that. So that was an exchange of gunfire between two groups.
Belmar said four detectives returned fire from inside the vehicle and as they pursued the gunman on foot. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said to the groups that exchanged shots. Protesters are people that are out there that are talking about a way to affect change, whatever that may be. That is not what is happening here. A series of attacks targeted police and soldiers Monday in Turkey, leaving several people dead, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. No one was injured when two people shot at the consulate in Istanbul. The attackers managed to escape the scene after police returned fire, but later, one of the assailants, a woman, was detained by police. Authorities said she was a member of the leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union consider the group a terrorist organization. It has carried out sporadic attacks, including a suicide bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara in the year 2013. This is VOA News.